This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
From the sounds of it, you girls enjoyed Father's Day about as much as us dads should have or would have.
We went out to a brunch, and it was a buffet, and I just ate, and then I ate some more, and then I thought one more plate sounds like a good idea, and then I found the dessert buffet.
Uh-huh.
And then I went home and laid on the couch, and I almost teared up a little. I was like, oh, I think I maybe should have stopped like before that 37th plate.
See, and I've just been doing that the last 2 weeks, so...
And that is the Truda rule of buffets, though, is that three plates or it doesn't count. So you got to go back for at least three to get your money's worth.
That's the whole thing, is you want to get your money's worth because you're paying this much and you think, well, I am going to eat $39 worth of food right now. My stomach will fit that much food in there.
You make the mistake of on the first plate getting all the piled high, like everything that you want. And then by second and third, you're going, ah,
second,
I can't do this anymore. By that fourth or fifth, you're really dragging.
Okay.
Delicious, though. It was so good. And how was your Father's Day?
It was fantastic. It was great.
Wonderful.
Didn't have to do a thing. Didn't lift a finger. Spent it with the family.
So it was like a regular weekend?
It was great. Yeah, it really was, yes.
Or as he calls it, Sunday.
Right. It would have been Saturday had I not had a remote, so.
It was the best remote ever.
That was great. Surrounded by puppies.
Did a lot of puppies get adopted? Saturday?
Well, I don't think they got adopted there, but it certainly raised the awareness about, you know, working with all the shelters and everything. So I know a lot of people were batting that around on Facebook going, hey, look at these pictures, cute puppies.
I saw the winner of the cutest pet contest Saturday. He was,
she
was
Hazel.
Adorable.
She was, what, 3 pounds?
3 pounds,
she
12
was, they
weeks
carried
old.
Her on a little blanket. She was adorable.
Just a newly born puppy.
And she kept falling asleep on the blanket. She was precious.
And you can see her on the KC1021 Facebook page.
Pretty awesome.
That's great.
I wish all of my appearances were like that.
Does everybody have power now? Everybody? Did you guys? I never lost power.
I didn't either.
No. No, we didn't.
Everybody, a block to the north of me, a block to the south of me, out all weekend. I never lost power.
Natalie from here was out for 18 hours or something crazy.
Everybody around me had no power. Yeah. But we'll get into that. What did you do to kill time without your power? Because all my friends were like, oh, I'm sick of the kids already. They're so bored without TV. What do we do?
What do you do?
A lot of people went to the movies.
Movies,
a lot of people went swimming.
Pool.
Yep.
Yeah.
So...
the food you got to watch out for. All right, 6:13 as we get the show underway for a brand new week on this, the 19th of June, and Jen has 10 items or less.
Security's tight around the British capital this morning as London police say they're investigating the deadly van attack outside a mosque as an act of terror. It happened as people were leaving Sunday night prayers. Witnesses say the driver careened into the crowd, killing one person, injuring at least 10 others. The driver was held by bystanders and eventually arrested. Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial has ended without a verdict after the jury failed to break a deadlock. Jurors deliberated more than 52 hours over 6 days before telling a judge they couldn't reach a unanimous decision on whether Cosby drugged and molested Temple University employee Andrea Constand at his Philadelphia home in 2004. The judge then declared a mistrial. Cosby was charged with 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. His lawyer maintains Cosby and Constand were lovers sharing a consensual sexual encounter, but dozens of women have come forward to say Cosby drugged and assaulted them. This was the only case to result in criminal charges against him. Did you see this in the U.S. Open? So Brooks Koepka is the champion of the 117th U.S. Open at Erin Hills. So as he's walking off after, you know, he wins, he's walking off, his girlfriend comes up and gives him a kiss. So Joe Buck, Fox commentator, says, his girlfriend, Becky Edwards, an All-American soccer player at Florida State. No, that's his ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Oops. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No longer his girlfriend.
And no longer is this blonde. Hey, funny. Dang it, Joe Buck, you ruined everything.
Joe Buck, it's always
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck
is the worst.
So then his broadcast.
He's truly a relationship killer.
Buck's broadcasting partner corrected him a few minutes later, saying that's actually his new girlfriend. That's Gina Sims. Salvador Perez hit a 3-run homer to lift the Royals to a 7-3 win over the Angels. Jason Hamill gets the start tonight as the Royals open a homestand against the Red Sox at Kauffman. That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Time for you to register your guests
All right, 57% of all Americans have done this. On our morning show, only 25% of us have done this. You'd have to do it in the summer. You need it to be pretty warm to do this.
Well, I guess we're not that American, are we?
Nope.
Okay.
You two aren't.
All right, let's go to Daniel. Good morning, Daniel. What's your guess, buddy?
I'm going to say snow ski.
Snow ski?
Snow ski.
No, this is something you'd want to do in the summer.
Okay.
Nope, not it.
You would not want to do it in the winter.
Uh-uh.
Lee Summit, Curtis. Good morning, Curtis.
Hi.
All right, what's your guess?
Skinny dipping?
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
Fantastic.
And when I read the statistic this morning that 57% of all Americans had done it, I was like, hey, Shaylee, have you ever done this? And she's like, no. Truda? No. Joey? No. And I'm like, okay, I'm the only one. Well, this is awkward.
Yeah, oh boy.
Was it last
maybe
week?
Maybe it was a 90s thing.
Maybe it was, because that's when I did it, and it was in Lawrence. We used to do this all the time. We'd break into apartment complex pools.
What
is wrong with you?
What?
And we'd go skinny dipping, like 2 in the morning. Yeah, we
did
this
awesome.
All the time.
Hmm.
You guys
maybe I was never that drunk, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that was probably 50% of the time. You on the phone, sir, have you ever done that?
I have.
Okay, so
see. Been a long time.
Yeah, I'm not the only one.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. You know, I don't like the water anyway, so, I mean, why am I going to get in it?
Well, I can tell you why you're going to get in it. I mean, it progresses from there. Generally, you're not just swimming.
Well, that's
saying.
The problem. You had to have somebody for it to progress with in the first place. I had no progression.
Problem.
I was offered once. We met up with these girls.
To go skinny dipping?
No, tell me the story. When the internet first came around and we were first able to chat with people on like the old AOL,
yeah.
Right? So we met some girls that were going to be like freshmen at KU. We're like, oh, that's good. We'll work this during the summer so that way we have progressions during the school year. And so we met up. We met up at Shawnee Mission Park. And this one girl was like, hey, let's go skinny dipping in the lake here. And when we met up with them, well, it was kind of disappointing. So we're like, nah, that's all right. So my one chance I actually kind of passed up. But you would have understood had you been there.
I get what you're saying. All right. Well,
see
you
what
got
I'm laying
it.
Down?
I'm picking it up. Just for her tickets, they are yours, and you are now qualified for a trip to Las Vegas. So congratulations.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
That was the original catfish.
Apparently after that, it was like, well, it wasn't quite catfish. You couldn't really send pictures back in those days
over
a phone modem. So you want to wait 3 days for my picture to come down? That'll be fine. I may as well just meet him.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
A lot of people went to the movies over the weekend to kill time with no power. Disney's Cars 3, the weekend's top film, earning over $53 million in North America in its first week in theaters. Coming in second, Wonder Woman, which earned nearly $41 million in its third weekend in release. Did you realize that the female director of Wonder Woman grew up in Lawrence?
Oh, really?
Is that right?
She was there from kindergarten through high school.
No way.
Yep.
Let's get her on the show.
I know. I tried.
I have never seen a kid less excited to see a movie than I am Addie with Cars 3.
She doesn't want to see
tomorrow
it?
Tomorrow, they're going for her JCPRD.
Uh-huh.
And she is like, I wish it were Despicable Me 3. God, can I do something other than go to JCPRD tomorrow? I mean, it's Cars 3. I'm like, you're going to sit in the movie theater and see a free show.
When we were
but
kids.
But Dad, it's Cars. Ugh.
Yeah.
But she's so, this is the least excited I've ever seen a kid. This is something else.
I'm sorry you're forced to go to a movie theater and eat popcorn.
I'm just first world problems there, kid.
Seriously.
Suck it up and go to the movies.
Beyonce's dad turned to Twitter yesterday to announce that his daughter has given birth to her twins, confirming earlier media reports of the highly anticipated celebrity birth. He wrote, "They're here. Happy birthday to the twins. Love, Granddad." The message was the first word from a family member about the birth of the twins, which reportedly took place last Monday, according to several unnamed sources. Neither Beyonce nor Jay-Z have made any official announcements about the birth. TMZ said its sources reported that they gave birth to a boy and a girl last Monday.
Hmm.
And Michael Phelps, arguably the fastest swimmer in the world, but can he beat a shark? This I will watch all day. The 31-year-old Olympic swimmer is rumored to be racing a great white shark for Discovery Channel's upcoming Shark Week this summer. According to the Los Angeles Times, the network is teasing something called Phelps versus Shark, Great Gold versus Great White.
Nice.
The description says they are one of the fastest and most efficient predators on the planet, sharks. He is our greatest champion to ever get in the water, Michael Phelps. 39 world records, 23 Olympic golds, but he has one competition left to win. An event so monumental, no one has ever attempted it before. The world's most decorated athlete takes on the ocean's most efficient predator, Phelps versus Shark. The race is on.
You've hit the peak when you are like, I've already beat everybody there is to beat. I'm going to beat a shark.
Yes.
Well, that's... about time you jumped it, I guess.
We are talking, it's a real shark. It's not one of the big inflatable sharks that you can lay on, right?
Oh, I hope not. That would be disappointing. This is set to air July 23rd on Discovery.
Fantastic.
I could not be
I
more
love
excited.
Shark Week.
Between Shark Week, this, and Sharknado coming out August 6th, summer made.
Are you going to 47 meters down?
Come on. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Because I love Jaws. And it scares me. I'm a little worried that 47 meters down is going to be a little fakey. I'll have to hear somebody who actually went and saw it.
I'm going tomorrow.
Are you?
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Because, man, you're just going because of Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see it, too. Maybe I'll try to go, too.
What did you do to kill time over the weekend? So many people lost power for a good... Natalie, who works here, said she didn't have power for 17 hours over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to kill time? Next, we will go over the top five ways... you killed time without power over the weekend.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Big weekend for a lot of people because of the storms.
And I didn't even realize that so many people had lost power because ours never even flickered. And then I get on Facebook and everybody from the Northland down to literally a block from my house, people were saying no power. Everybody's out.
But you got the rain and stuff, right? I mean, did you get that at least?
I mean, we did get some, but you know what? Even the cushions on our lawn furniture didn't even blow off.
Oh, really?
So it couldn't have been that bad.
Look at you.
I know.
All protected.
I guess so.
We got it. It blinked. It was enough to just turn all the stuff off.
Right.
And then come back on. You go, all the stuff has to reset and everything.
Just enough to have to reset the clocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're coming up with the top five ways that you killed time without power this weekend. Renee from Overland Park texted and said they saw Captain Underpants.
Wow.
I did hear a lot of people going to the movies,
right,
killing some time. Number four, 0293 texted, cleaned out the fridge and freezer. That's the worst. You have to lose all your stuff.
That's a bummer. You know, Natalie had it right, too. She was trying to figure out how long exactly is that stuff going to last in there without power.
If you keep the freezer closed, keep it all shut, I mean, you've got a little while, but...
I think it depends what it is, though, isn't it?
Well, sure. No. I mean, if you've got a frozen pizza, that's fine. Milk?
Yeah.
I don't want lukewarm milk.
That's going to get... Yeah, it's suspect real fast.
You're saying that? Who leaves your milk on the counter all the time?
Yeah, I'm very worried about that, believe it or not.
You're disgusting.
Thank you.
Number three, went to the pool. Yep, we did that, and we had power. But yeah, spent some time at the pool yesterday.
Sure.
The number two way that you killed time without power over the weekend, went to Oak Park Mall and shopped, says 1492.
Yeah, that's a good point, right.
And for the number one way that you killed time without power over the weekend, we go to the phones...
Yep. Mary, how'd you kill time over the weekend without power?
Well, I had to dig out the old battery-operated radio, and it was tuned to your station all weekend, so I was able to stay caught up with you guys.
So you killed time by listening to us.
Right.
Oh, that's hopefully it made it go fast.
Yes, it did. Thank goodness.
Now, how long were you without power?
I'm still without power.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And where are you?
In Gardner.
Out in Gardner.
Hmm. Yeah, there's 27 of us that still don't have power, so I guess we're not a priority.
Oh,
man. So that's going on a couple days now, right?
It's been almost 3 days, yeah.
3 days. Jeez.
Well, good luck to you. I hope it gets turned back on soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. To Electric Avenue,
and then we'll take it higher. That's a bummer.
3 days.
Luckily, it hasn't been 95. Yesterday was really nice outside.
It was. I saw a high of 84-ish.
Yeah. It's about the same today. All right, coming up, we're going to talk Big Slick because it is Big Slick week.
Yes, all the celebrities heading to Kansas City. Will Forte is one of them. We will check in with him next.
Electric Avenue. And this is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating Big Slick Week in Kansas City.
It's here Friday night, Kauffman Stadium.
Everybody from Eric Stone Street to Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis coming to Kansas City, gathering together to raise money once again for Children's Mercy.
Love it. And we've got on the phone here somebody who is going to be here for the softball event and for all of this weekend's big activities.
You know, from Saturday Night Live and the star of the sitcom The Last Man on Earth, it is Mr. Will Forte. How are you doing?
It's going good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me all right? I'm having to call you on my way into work.
Yeah, they said you're getting in the car. You driving or do you have somebody to take you around?
Oh man, I drive myself.
You do? No, that's awesome.
Like
that's great.
Donald Trump. Doesn't Donald Trump? He drives himself. That was one of the things they said. It took a while for him to get used to because he likes to drive himself, right? But I don't think they let you drive very much when you're president.
No, I don't think so. I think they keep a handle on that stuff. But, hey, you like driving, so that's good.
I love driving.
Like, what kind of driver are you? Manual, stick shift?
I've had a stick in my life, but I also like to eat when I drive.
Oh.
And it just having a stick and trying to do anything besides just driving is great. I love doing other things while I drive.
That's a good point. You know, I can't actually drive a stick. People have tried to teach me over the course of my lifetime, and I just can't do it.
Oh, that's funny. It's like one of those things. It's the moment you get it right the very first time, then it makes sense for the rest of your life. But it's just you have to get that perfect amount of pressure. I mean, I can't imagine. You must not be a very good helicopter pilot.
No, kicked out of the Air Force. It was bad all around. Absolutely. Well, hey, we are looking forward to seeing you back here in Kansas City for another round of Big Slick.
Yeah, I'm excited to come back.
This year, we have had people ask us, are you going to again possibly do another duet with Jason Sudeikis? Are you going to show off the pipes this year?
I will always do whatever I'm asked. I always will tell him, if you want to sing a song, I'm ready. I haven't heard anything yet, and I don't know if he's thinking about it and just hasn't told me, and he's going to surprise me, or what. We have so many hours and hours and hours of karaoke practice together under our belts that we could really just kind of do it on the spot. So
wow,
maybe we'll just if one isn't planned, maybe we'll throw together like a last-minute acapella version of Falling Slowly. That's one of our go-tos.
Oh wow, that's very interesting. It's a very graceful song. REO Speedwagon, you did that before. Is you're all over in your repertoire then.
We only do the graceful ones.
What would you say then is better? Would you rank your singing ability above your softball playing skills, or kind of where does that fall within the life skills area there?
I think I'm kind of even with both in the kind of low mediocre range. Like I never had any formal training. You know, I just played baseball as a kid, but not even into high school. Like I got scared of the ball. Like I didn't trust these young kids when they started throwing them really fast. I realized like, oh, this is trouble because I'm a slow reactor. And singing, like I hated singing. I was never really. I took one chorus class in high school, which was, you know, I was one of like 100 people. So it was like, you know, I didn't really even have to sing because the songs would go on whether I was singing or not. But then something happened when I went to the Groundlings, which is where I started doing comedy in Los Angeles. You would be forced into these improv singing classes improv singing scenes. And I had so much fun. And then I just started, I kind of learned to harmonize. And it's one of my favorite things to do. So I like can technically hit every note that I'm trying to hit, but they don't sound great coming out of my mouth. So it's kind of like my softball. I can get hits, but you know, my form is all crappy and you know, I don't have a rocket arm.
Well, that's okay.
And I look sexy doing it. I mean, I think it's pretty well acknowledged that I'm the sexiest of all of the Big Slick members, right?
No question. Rudd
would freely acknowledge that. It gets to be a problem.
We're talking with Will Forte here on the show, and time is short. Before we let you go, you did mention you're on your way to work. Are you going to Last Man on Earth? Are you taping now, or what is it you're working on?
It is Last Man on Earth, but we're not shooting it yet. We're in the writing stage, so it's. We have some really fun stuff planned, but it's really early. We start shooting it July 31st.
Okay. So you're just kind of getting it rolling now. Yeah. So that's cool. Well, hey, man, we appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time. We'll let you get back to the work there. And as we've been telling to all the people, because most of the Big Slick guys have been coming through the show here, first off, we just kind of passed along on a serious note on behalf of Kansas City and of Children's Mercy, which is such a big part of our town here. Thank you for giving of your time and for coming here and for doing this for the kids.
It is my pleasure. You know, one of the it is something that is really important to all of us who come and are a part of it. You know, one of the things we get to do is to go to the hospital and meet the kids, and it is a very just life-changing experience getting to see these kids, and it's really easy to come and help out when you see who it's for. I mean, these are just little angels. So my pleasure, and thanks for having us. Thanks for supporting the show and getting the word out.
Absolutely, it is our pleasure. Will Forte, everybody here for Big Slick Weekend coming up at Kauffman Stadium. Will, thanks a lot, man. Take care, and we'll see you here in KC.
Thanks very much. See you soon.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Here's Shaylee with the All Access.
So Jennifer Lopez just got done with her concert, and Access Hollywood had talked to her about how happy she was, and A-Rod crashed her interview in the cutest way possible.
Alex was here tonight.
Very happy. Yeah, he comes to the show a lot.
It was exciting to see him, just having a great time watching the show.
He's an amazing guy. You know, he's so supportive and loving, and he's a great guy, and we're just having the best time, you know, and we're blessed. I started
Hashtag
out with that
blessed.
Idea, you know, but, you know, we all have so many insecurities. You talk about being in the business a long time.
Good show, baby.
Oh, there he is, the man of the hour. What a sweetheart.
He's the best. He's so cute.
Oh, it makes my heart flutter.
But you just like, this is...
Hashtag blessed.
Mm-hmm. And there's video. She was actually blushing. It's pretty cute. Don't roll
Jennifer
your eyes,
Lopez.
Jen. I don't know if it's jealousy that I'm feeling now or like if I'm just...
It's jealousy.
Already
Have
over
you seen
it?
Him?
Yeah.
It's jealousy.
I think it is. Okay. Do you guys know who they're looking at for judge number two for American Idol? I'm going to give you a couple hints.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I can tell... Well, I've heard some things.
I haven't heard anything.
Extremely outgoing, really good for TV, and a legendary career.
Legendary career?
Uh-huh. Anyone have a guess?
It can't be somebody as big as, like, Madonna, can it?
The rumor is that it's Chris Martin from Coldplay.
No, not this one. Lionel Richie.
Oh, he would be great.
Yeah, they're saying that he would be perfect for it, but the big deal now is how much can they pay him? Because they just shelled out $25 million to Katy Perry.
I got to be honest. I got to feel like it wouldn't take much.
Probably a couple $100 and some Snickers. I don't know.
We'll give you all the free Pepsi product you want.
He's
whoever
going on tour with
Coke.
Mariah.
Kind of. Sort of. We'll see if it happens.
Maybe if they said, you know what, you can do your actual own tour without the boat anchor of Mariah with you.
I think he'd be a great judge.
I think he would actually be really good.
I would watch that.
That'd be fantastic. But the Chris Martin thing has been going around out there. I've been
Chris
talking to
Martin
some people.
Chris Martin is not going to judge American Idol.
Why not?
Who cares?
Because he's actually got things going on in his world. He's actually got a band that makes money and does things.
Does he though?
He doesn't
does
need...
He?
It's a terrible band to me. They're horrible. I hate
Oh my God,
Coldplay.
They're one of the greatest bands
no,
in the world.
They're terrible.
Disagree.
Are
but
you kidding me?
They make a bajillion dollars and they're busy and
they're
true.
Selling out shows left and right.
I know. There's
Whatever.
No accounting
one of
the for taste.
Biggest groups in the world.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
So,
oh my God.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
They sing and play their own instruments. We talk about this all the time.
Joe,
they should be...
I'm not disagreeing with that. They right. actually do make their own music.
They're like the anti-chain smokers.
Joey,
you should be so
okay.
happy.
What?
I'm on Jen's side.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
What?
25% of the show agrees Coldplay
That's crap.
Is great.
One out of four show cast members agrees. Coldplay's great for you.
All right. And Jen, you reported
Jerks.
Last week that Phil Collins fell. Someone else fell.
Who?
He's 93. He's okay. Bob Barker.
Oh.
No.
He had to go to the ER, and he's okay, but he was really shaken up. There was no blood or visible injury, but he was pretty shaken up, and he had already had a fall in 2015, and he had actually split his head open. So they wanted to do it just as a precautionary, but he's good. He's okay.
He was saved by a long, skinny microphone.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
Guy knows how to take a punch. You've seen Happy Gilmore.
I don't think Adam showed up at all. But you never
the price is wrong.
Yeah.
Bobby?
Yep.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And for once, my own game is getting turned against me.
We had just announced last week that Lord is coming to Sprint Center next March of 2018. So if you're already making plans for next March and you would like some tickets.
Well, then who's not?
We'll go ahead and give away some tickets here.
Make some plans to see the Lord next March before Easter.
No.
Oh, wait, no?
No, this, so is, this like is not the Royals Lord. Green light Lord.
Oh.
Lord with an E, Lord.
The girl.
Gotcha.
Lord.
If you get saved by Lord with an E, I don't know. It's best of luck to you.
I would like to think the Lord had a singing voice.
The way we are going to give away these tickets is with the game Google Predicts. So I will start the question as if I were typing it into Google, and then Brian has to try to figure out what the number one thing that comes up on Google. What does Google predict you're going to finish that line with?
Gotcha. And let's go to the phones here and see if Amber in Kansas City has any faith in me. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
All right, so I, as the creator of the Google Predicts game here for the show, how good do you think I'm going to do, or how well do you think I'm going to do? It's probably a better question.
I think you're going to do great.
He's got 1 minute. How many do you think he can get correct in 1 minute?
Let's go with 11. I'm rooting for you.
11.
You do remember you're playing against Brian Truda.
This is a tough game, by the way. So you merely just type a sentence into Google and then figure out how it finishes it. So this is really, really, it's tough. That's a very hard game to do. So,
right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right. Well, I guess so. I have 60 seconds on the clock. All right, Jen, here we go.
Why do men
annoy women, shave their beards, drink a lot of beer, do nothing around the house, ignore me? Why do they,
you want to pass?
Mow the lawn? I don't know, pass.
Okay. Can I be arrested for?
For drinking, burglary, nudity, drugs, sex, rock and roll, I don't know. If I cheat on my taxes, if I have marijuana in my car. I don't know.
No,
passing.
How do you eat?
Mangoes, avocados, bananas, apples.
This game is so hard.
Cheerios. Pass.
Where can I find?
Clothes, girls, women, men. I don't know. Boys. I don't know.
I just want to end the game now. Make it stop.
Oh, I gotta think.
I don't want to know what's in the mind of Brian Truda anymore.
I gotta think like how the average Google person's gonna think, and that's
sure.
I don't know why, that's why I think what they're looking for, but hey, you know what? It fits, I guess.
Oh, wow. You got zero. Just
I gotta hear these answers.
Actually, I think I got negative on some of those.
The first one was, why do men? It's have nipples is the correct response.
Man.
Why
do
men?
I've got nipples.
Have...
Greg, can you milk me? I was in the parents, right?
The next one, can I be arrested for driving without a license?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah.
How do you eat crawfish?
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Seafood, that's tough, yeah.
And then where can I find, I thought you might get this one, a fidget spinner.
Oh.
Where can I find a fidget
spinner? I said girls.
Yeah. And boys, which was
which
where
is
it got weird.
Weird.
Amber, because Brian was so far from anything correct, we're going to give you the tickets. You are going to see Lord at Sprint Center next March. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. Joey's got the info for you there. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I'm telling you, you try this at home, anybody. This is a tough game.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Still to come on the show.
Shaylee watched another movie.
I did.
Finally, she crossed one off the list. We will tell you which one it is and quiz her on it next.
The official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, here we go again as we got Shaylee to go and watch a movie this weekend once again that she had not previously seen. And I'm excited that you picked one of mine.
I finally used your Christmas present
from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, just about. Sorry about that. You finally saw The Breakfast Club.
I did.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
It was pretty good. I'm not going to lie, it was pretty good.
Okay, let's start with your synopsis. Give us an overview of what Breakfast Club is about.
Okay, so there's five kids in high school, and all very, very different walks of life, different groups.
And are you actually just reading the synopsis on IMDb?
No,
okay.
Here.
Yeah, do you have a Cliff Notes over there? You have Wikipedia?
No, I actually watched it.
Okay.
And they all end up in detention on a Saturday for 8 hours, which I thought was a little extreme. Did they always do that?
No. I mean, not for us.
Mm. I thought it was like an hour after school.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, so
it was
they
hyped up for movies.
They were, clearly. So they're in detention for 8 hours, and it ends with they find out they're not that different.
We all have similarities now, don't we?
Yeah.
All the different groups of the school brought together in one little detention group. How about that?
All right. We're asking you to text, or you can call in if you have a trivia question you'd like to double check and make sure she did watch this. 816-576-7102. 9347 net texted and said, there's a great line when Bender says, does blank know you raided his wardrobe? Who does he say? It's a celebrity. He says, does so-and-so know you raided his wardrobe?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great line.
I know. Shoot.
Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Does Barry Manilow know you raided his wardrobe?
Dang it.
Yeah.
Right. I did watch it, though, I swear.
What is a fat girl's name, according to Breakfast Club?
Claire.
Claire is a fat girl's name. I'm not fat. What was Molly Ringwald's talent?
She could put lipstick on without actually holding it.
What did she use?
Her boobs.
Yep, that's what she used. Joey, do you have a Breakfast Club trivia question for Shaylee?
I can ask my very biased question of, did Allison need a makeover? And the answer is, of course not. But why does Brian have a fake ID?
So he can vote. And I feel like, Truda, you would have done the same thing in high school.
Right.
They thought very ironic.
What does Ally Sheedy's character use to make snow? She draws a picture and then
dandruff. And
yes.
I was so grossed out.
And at the very end, what does Claire give Bender at the end of the movie?
One of her earrings, her diamond earrings.
One of her diamond earrings.
Yes.
Spin the arm, punch up into the air.
Somebody on, and it's a shame because we have mentioned some of them, but somebody on the Twix line does say, can you name the characters' names or can you name the actors who played them?
The Brat Pack.
Right.
Brian, Andy, Claire.
But who
John.
Who are those people? Like, who is Brian?
What's Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes.
Right.
Claire's Molly Ringwald.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Emilio Estevez is Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got. I don't know the other two. And John Bender. I don't know who he actually is.
You don't know
is.
Ally Sheedy?
I think we just mentioned Ally Sheedy, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go with that. But she clearly watched this movie.
No, that's true. That's true. I'm impressed.
We're,
right.
We're quizzing to make sure mm-hmm. because this is a girl who has seen nothing, and I feel like we're educating her. I feel like now she's going to catch
references.
It was
pretty good. I like it.
But I think a component of this that maybe I missed it, Uncle Buck, or maybe we didn't ask you, was you weren't impressed by Uncle Buck. You felt like it didn't age well.
Yeah.
Had you seen the movie when it originally came out, you may have appreciated it more later.
I don't know if I was born yet, but okay.
But this one, Breakfast Club, you did like it.
I did like it. Yeah. It was a good movie. I think it kind of translates or
stands the test of time.
It does.
Yeah. That's good. All right.
Good old Shermer, Illinois.
I'm just waiting for them to actually redo it because I bet you it's coming.
Oh, I think it has. Didn't someone attempt like a poor, at least a TV reboot?
Wasn't there two?
Something?
A Breakfast Club 2?
Oh, no.
Are you
Ooh,
sure?
I don't think so.
No. If that exists, I have not seen it, nor do I want to. Don't you dare sully
I'm
the
just
first
hopefully
one.
Hopefully, I've blocked it out of my mind if that's the case.
I feel very solid about this.
But I did. Yeah, I felt I was with you. I felt like maybe that somebody had it in the works that they were going to redo that, which is a shame.
Do you know what I want you to watch next? What's next that? On your list, you haven't seen Vacation or European Vacation.
Oh, right.
You've got to do both of them?
And those were on over the weekend.
You can pick one or the other, but you've got to get caught up because we reference those all the
poke.
Time. Maybe start with Vacation and then work up to European Vacation.
That's true. Yes, I feel like you should probably watch it.
Watch the original?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
We're getting
this
there.
Is
We're
really, getting this there. This is going to take a long time.
Well, come on. You can't tell me that it's the, I got to go home and watch a movie this weekend. Like,
For
what
me,
is that?
Yes.
And yes.
This goes both ways because we're learning about each other. She told me I had to listen to a Selena song because I told her she had to listen to the Who's Baba O'Reilly. And she told me
right.
I had to listen to Selena. That song was tolerable. Whatever one.
What did you listen to?
Is it all from... All for myself, all for me. I don't know what it was called. It was little
hands to myself.
Wait, are you
yes.
talking about Selena Gomez?
Yes.
Or, okay, not Selena. Selena, no. The Jennifer Lopez Selena. I just wonder where we were.
No,
where
actually,
we were
Gomez.
Here in the.
She's teaching me about music made after 1995, and I'm teaching her about music made long before then. Did you actually listen
no,
to Baba
yet.
O'Reilly? Oh, for
gotcha.
The love.
I've been
right.
too busy watching movies. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. So, well, anyway, we'll catch up. By the way, this new Selena Gomez song, fire.
I love it.
This is fire. This plays Despacito for me.
By the way, 0293 texted, you should watch Son-in-Law next. We'll build up to Pauly Shore. We'll get there. We gotta build up slowly.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What I like this year as we head into Big Brother season is that we've got the text line all fired up.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like people could really suggest some good things for us to use as our punishments.
Oh, yes. We're doing this
you know,
again?
If we have a draft again this
oh,
year.
Oh, you want to do it? You remember what happened last time.
Oh, I know. Last year it was that if you got voted out, the rest of the cast could take your phone for 10 minutes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That was dangerous.
How many times did that happen to you?
I got voted out 3 times. How did that happen?
Big Brother's coming up, and I have to be honest, I've never really watched Big Brother other than a couple of minutes here and there. I will watch now because of this contestant who has been announced. They've got 16 new contestants that will be competing for $500,000 this summer in the Big Brother house. Big two-night premiere coming up on CBS June 28th and 29th. One of them is Christmas Abbott. If you don't know that name, this chick is awesome. She is a NASCAR. She's like in the pit crew for NASCAR. And Jennifer Jo Cobb, who's from KCK, is a race car driver.
Yes.
Christmas Abbott is the one that changes her tires. She also, I think, worked with Clint Boyer. Like,
that's not a euphemism.
No.
She's telling
her
for real now.
Changes her tires. She is awesome. She's in CrossFit. Her body is crazy. The amount of abs going on, it's more than a six-pack.
It looks just like mine is what we're saying.
Right. She is really, really awesome. I've talked to her before. So I think she will do very well, especially if they have physical competitions. Like, because don't they do a lot of things where they have to see who can hang the longest or whatever?
Sure. Yeah, there are endurance challenges, yeah.
Yeah, and she's got a crazy sick CrossFit body. So she will kill everybody in that. So watch for Christmas Abbott in Big
Christmas
Brother.
Christmas in July.
Jeez. Oh my. You've also got this girl, Elena Davies, from Dallas, Texas. She's a radio personality, so I say she's out immediately. You know she's not going to hang
Shales,
in there.
Shales, how do you feel about the rodeo clown who's from Iowa,
like
Jason
him.
Dent?
No.
I think that's going to be your favorite.
No. There's a rodeo clown. Now, this woman, she's a VIP concierge. She's wearing hardly anything in her promo pic.
Oh, sorry. God, I had a cough.
That's weird.
She's wearing, that's a teeny tiny bikini.
She's a VIP concierge in air quotes.
Uh-huh. And then you've got the brainy one, this guy named Cameron from Illinois. He's a microbiologist.
And he enjoys solving Rubik's Cubes.
Is that what
it
said?
Was on there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Can't get much more stereotypical nerd than that.
We've got a dog walker. We have a hair care salesperson.
Ooh, look at Mark Jansen, this guy from New York. He's a personal trainer. He's cute.
You know what? His shirt's on, though, so that's a problem.
No, that'll come off at some point. It's Big Brother.
What about your stay-at-home dad there who...
He's hilarious.
I don't know. Happens to look like Kevin Klein a little bit.
He kind of does. He's from Boston.
He's 55, a stay-at-home dad. I do not predict him going far in this game based on just the promo picture alone.
Oh, he's hilarious.
You know what? I don't know. It's those kind of dudes that always seems to slide under the radar.
You remember Chicken George? He was there how long?
Right.
Multiple seasons, too.
Sure.
So if you want to check out all the contestants, we'll get that posted on our Facebook page. And then as it gets closer to the premiere, which is coming up next
the 28th.
Week. Yep, so that's next week. So we will do a Big Brother draft. Each of us will choose who we think will win it.
Oh, there's a cosplay artist. All right. Now it's on.
And nobody's stealing mine. I'm sticking with my girl Christmas.
How come you get first choice? You got first choice last time.
Yeah.
Because I called it.
No, I think we're gonna have a lottery for the draft order, too.
Exactly.
Yes.
Not how that works, Jen.
Right?
I'm Googling how can I rig lottery. And done.
We don't let her do it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm very excited about this. Michael Phelps, arguably the fastest swimmer in the world, but can he beat a shark? The 31-year-old Olympic swimmer is rumored to be racing a great white shark for Discovery Channel's upcoming Shark Week this summer. According to the Los Angeles Times, the network is teasing something called Phelps versus Shark, Great Gold versus Great White. This is scheduled to air Sunday, July 23rd at 8 on Discovery. Yes. Whatever that headline is, it hooked me. I'm in.
What's weird is that they didn't say Phelps was going to be wearing Lady Gaga's meat suit.
Oh. That's that's your entertainment news for Monday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
U.S. Open was on over the weekend. Brooks Koepka, the big champion of the 117th U.S. Open at Erin Hills. So he walks off the 18th green. He's the big champion. His girlfriend comes over, gives him a nice kiss.
Great.
Fox commentator Joe Buck says his girlfriend, Becky Edwards, an All-American soccer player at Florida State, well, the problem is Becky Edwards was his girlfriend. That's his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, Joe Buck announced his ex-girlfriend's name. That's not her. His new girlfriend is Gina Sims. So, yeah.
She may have something to say about that, right?
Buck's broadcasting partner, Brad, had to fix things, corrected him a few minutes later and said, Joe, that's actually his new girlfriend.
Where was the Fox research staff on that
one? Oh, come on, Joe Buck. Come on.
Joe, you're the worst.
I know it's hard to tell 6-foot blondes apart, but get it straight.
Well, if it's not Madison Bumgarner, then he has a real problem identifying people out there on the course.
And his new girlfriend actually updated her Wikipedia to refer to herself as his new girlfriend, which I love. And now I love her. I don't know her. Apparently she's an actress trying to be. But yeah, she's his new girlfriend.
You would think they would have that figured out somewhere in the dossier of people that they keep, right?
Maybe Joe Buck just knows him, like, you know, from before and was just going with what he knew. No, that's the old girlfriend, silly.
You know, there's always so much attention paid on the girlfriends of athletes. Yeah. Do you remember a few years ago, Brent Musburger actually got kind of in trouble for paying so much attention to the girlfriend of the quarterback?
Yep.
You know, when they were playing the Rose Bowl or something, uh-huh. And they just kept going to her. Yeah, I mean, she's a very attractive woman, but, I mean, my gosh, it was almost getting to be creepy after a while. Like, Brent, hey, let's...
It paid off for her, though, because then she was on the celebrity diving show. Do you remember that?
I'm sorry. Take a step back. There was a celebrity diving show.
Yes. You don't remember? Kendra Wilkinson was on it. Joey, you know what I'm talking about.
I forgot about that, and I'm laughing because it was such a weird idea. I remember it, though.
They seriously trained them to do dives, and she was on it.
The diving with the stars or something.
It was. And it was terrible. It didn't last long. Maybe one season? What was that called?
What do you think about all of these shows that have come back now? The Gong Show's coming back. Which now our buddy Joel McHale is going to be on. I didn't realize that after we talked to him, but the Battle of the Network Stars is coming back.
Yes.
There's really nothing else left original, right?
Catherine Webb was her name, just for the record.
Ah, there you go.
Yes. Yep.
Was AJ McCarron? Was that her boyfriend? Was that the
quarterback? Yeah, I think so. That sounds right. Kendra Wilkinson was on it. Louis Anderson, I remember, because that was weird.
That's right.
That was. And Nicole Eggert from Baywatch. Why did I watch that?
You know an awful lot about it.
What was I doing in my life in 2013 that gave me the time to watch?
You make fun of me for some of my choices.
Why am I watching celebrity diving? You know why? Because Louis Anderson, that's why.
Bingo.
That is why. It's because, why are we redoing everything? Because we've run out of original ideas.
Oh, there's no question.
That's why. What is old is new again.
Yeah, indeed. Right.
Including Big Brother. We just posted the new cast of Big Brother. So if you're excited, go to the KC1021 Facebook page. Please give us a like because we're this close to 8,000 likes and I really want to hit it. So give us a like and then post who you think's going to win Big Brother. Get in on our draft next week.
And as Joey says, Splash was the name of the celebrity diving show.
I watched every stupid episode.
Ugh.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.